Okay, so today, Mirz Hashem, Baruch Hashem, to celebrate our Chashuv Mesiba, we're going to actually learn a little bit about the Inyan of Hadlaka. The Inyan of Hadlaka. Now, tonight, which night of Hanukkah or day of Hanukkah is it now? Which day of Hanukkah is it? The fifth day of Hanukkah. In Chassidus, I don't talk about Chassidus too much, I'm not a Chassid, but you can still appreciate it. In Chassidus, right, exactly. In Chassidus, they talk about how the fifth night of Hanukkah is the most chashuv night of all the nights. And the other of that night, that's the opportunity to say much more Torah, to speak out more Torah, to be able to be marbur more Torah. Why? Why is it? Because Because that is the night, that is the one of the nights of Hanukkah that cannot fall out on Shabbos. That by definition, it cannot fall out on Shabbos. And why is that special? Because since there is that Heder Kedusha, the fact that it can't fall on Shabbos, it's Machayev us more to add more light. Adrabba, Dafka, because it can't have the Or of Shabbos, that's why we're Meir Or through the Torah. And that's why it's important to be Marbor Bor of Torah today, Mirz Hashem Yizbarach. And in that light, we're going to have a party. Okay, so Halakha, so the Indian of Halakha, I didn't get there yet. Page 151 in the Indian of Hadlaka. As we know, famously, the Gemara, Shabbos tells us, Hadlaka oisa mitzvah. The lighting of the actual candle itself is what does the mitzvah. That is the kiyum of the mitzvah itself. B'neris Shabbos, b'neris Chanukah. V'hadlaka's neris b'beis haknesses gam kemitzvah. Even lighting the neris in the shul, not necessarily the menorah he's referring to, any type of form of light in the shul.
That's where the guy who goes up to for the turns on the lights?
Well, he lights though. There isn't India. There should be lights in the Beis HaKnesses. Now there's a separate issue of having, let's say, like Ner Tamid, which is more similar to the back of the Beis HaMikdash. We had light. But there's also an Indian. Beautiful. Kedichsev Be'orim Kabu Hashem. With light, we honor God. With light, because light, for example, one of the inyan, one of the reasons to why we light halakas near Shabbos, among the three reasons that I brought, one of the ikar reasons is because of kavod Shabbos. Why? If you have a nice, beautiful opportunity to show your hakaras hatov to your rabbitson, right? Let's say it's your anniversary, and you have a nice, beautiful dinner that you decided to make, that you Baruch Hashem, you were very lucky not to burn it, not to destroy it, whatever. What do you do at the Shabbos table? A nice, beautiful, what do they call it? A candle-lit dinner, because candles by itself show that number one, you give a kavod to the meal. It makes something nice. We have electric lights nowadays. It's very beautiful.
You should turn off and on the dining room light.
Rabbi Hollander, exactly. Among many, many places, exactly. There is this Indian of making sure that the lights are meyuchad for that suda. That's also in of Oynik Shabbos. Is a separate discussion. Amnon kvar milasi amur shetzarech she adam boicher ben toiv lamotav. Umisha in like kol kar harvachik kedei lekayim echo is bazev v'gam mizev b'makom shitein neres v'shem elavis haknesses shebeloni silasali lo yechzar ki ein tzibur ani v'hari zedoy miksas lamato mayim lamayam. It's interesting because some people that are very, very, they're not wealthy, not a wealthy community. Therefore, it may be more expensive to take into to pay for the, because obviously, if you think about it, it's not just electricity. They have to pay for electricity. It's also for the fact that wax and oil cost money. That stuff is a constant hoitzah. So for a shul that doesn't have necessarily that money, you have to be aware, you have to be smart. You can't go crazy. When he did the mitzvah ka'ovei chei mitzvah nasis b'moynoy of a yorsa tov yimitan oisam aneres ve'oisa Hashem lo ani hagun or l'samu chacham sheyadlik ner Shabbos oyilam l'orim. At the end of the day, it's a beautiful thing to make the shul beautiful. By the way, this is a general issue that a lot of times people will put a lot of money in like the edifice of the shul and the community, but like, what about their tzedakah fund? Like, what's more important? To have like a small shtibel and a big tzedakah fund? Or more specifically, do you have a what? Or more specifically to what? To have a beautiful shul and to not be taking care of people. Achena filu b'yom yartzai k'yasei. Right? Even for a yartzai where there is an Indian of ner neshama, of lighting the ner, k'fisha yigdal mitzvah, kach moysu lasis naya rucha l'nefesh harav. Imosho isa mishim yikara d'chai b'shvachi k'dei shle yirenu achrav. So the idea, the point being is that it's very important to be specifically caring for the main principle, rather than the nice external chitzonis
of things.
Now it's very interesting. The Gemara Shabbos tells us, just a general point. The Gemara Shabbos tells us that someone who's zahir b'ner, someone who's zahir b'ner, it doesn't say specifically which ner referring to. It could be referring to fair. It could be referring to the ner of Shabbos. It could be referring to the ner of Chanukah. Yes, then it's that you'll be zoichet to bonim tamid chachamim. What's the pshat? The pshat is because
isn't
obviously. So there is such a discussion about if it's referring to specifically Ner, but no, it's not necessarily Ner Shem, although Ner Shemen is definitely a mitzvah min amavkar, because it's more doimit to the base of Egdosh, with the Shemen Zayas Zach. But the point being is that, and of course we know that Shemen is also Yachkim, Shemen also makes you wise, and then also also Haritzei Sheyachkim Yadrim. Some of the Gemara tells us that someone who wants to become wise, you face towards the menorah, you turn a little bit Doroim in order to look towards the menorah, because again, there's a certain level of Chachma that the menorah represents. Again, more Kabbalistic ideas, more of these things, but simply also.
Also, Tashmish is Dorom?
That's a separate discussion. That's where the bed should be Dar himself and not Mizrach Ma'ariv. Now it's interesting. Why is it specifically about lighting a Ner has anything to do with Talmid Chacham? I mean, I get it. So again, these are all nice ideas, symbolic, but what inherently about it? What's the direct connection? Because of course, Torah brings light to the world. So if you're Makbid by Ner, if you're Makbid by Ner, that to bring Or into this world, then of course, Imir Hashem, you'll be Zoyche to then also have children that are Marbe Or Be'Oilo.
What does it mean Makbid?
Makbid means to be careful, means to be something which is you are pay attention to it. You make sure that this is something that I do. You put in the extra money, you put in the extra effort, you try to do the best that you can within a level of normalcy. But at the end of the day, you have to be smart, you have to be aware. If you don't have money to be able to take care of the things that are important, and important means food on the table, then yes, maybe it's worthwhile not to look into that. But Kedoyla Tzedakah Yosem Rakabonis. Tzedakah is greater than the korbanos itself. Shekol shekein madlokas b'saknes is all the more so putting in all the effort. Again, it's losing the main aspect for the and you're, it's, you you miss the trees for the well, what's the phrase that you miss the trees for the view the view for the trees. I don't know exactly what it is. You miss the major important aspect here, which is caring about the people, not just about the edifice. Ubetnai sheyafresh mamanish masha sheroitz elitin l'shem v'neres yikten l'shem v'neres yitin l'tam chacham l'aniyam yoser masha v'daita. Give it to a tam chacham. Give it to a poor person who can use it better themselves. L'chalik l'tzdaka v'titav l'hashem v'nefesh chayov. Im ish ani hu chayov v'chaya anshe beis hakoymin. Right. If someone is unfortunately himself poor. And Avada, there's a question about giving towards this, giving towards that. You have to make sure that it goes towards the home, Tzrachim. It's better that a person should buy Shem Veneris for himself. Of course, this is a very fine line. It's more important to care for your, to make sure that you're taking care of your own personal needs rather than giving just defgaf to the Beis HaKnesses. Again, well, there's halachas when it comes to all these different aspects. Where does it start first? But we always say, Ani Ercha Koidman, that the people of your city come first. Yeah, but it starts off first at home, and then it moves out to a larger echo. V'akor lefi mashu adam. Shem hircha v'ashem gvuloi. For sure, such a person that Hashem is giving you a lot of money. Z'kvoid de'kiyar be'kvoid Beis HaKnesses be'urim b'chabad Hashem. Of course, it's still a beautiful thing. That person would give. We always say, it's in, literally, every single Misha Berach on Shabbos. What do we say? What do we say by Yakum Porkan?
What?
Misha Ner, Misha Nasunu, Ner Lama'or, right? That's, you're literally davening, every single person you're being davened for. For such a person who gives money, and this, by the way, this doesn't just apply to Shemin or whatever, literally paying the bills of the shul. Right? Something small like that. My rabbi always says it. By the way, it's not even just Ner Lamor, Kiddush Lav Dalet. Has anybody thought about, in your shul, when's the last time, Yitzhak would care about. Has anybody cleaned the filters in the air conditioner? When's the last time they cleaned the filters in the air conditioner? Not every rabbi thinks about it. They have a lot of things in their head. Maybe you should take a chrys and say, you know what? Okay, obviously with permission. You don't want to go, bumping around in somebody else's air conditioner, breaking it. But you want to be able to take initiative. Be people who are anshe kehila, part and parcel of a community that cares about the upkeep of the general thing. But going back to the idea of the candle lighting. We see by great, great men, they're machavavin hadlokas neir space akneses, v'loy manich nois alasis alidei shamish kneses. They would do a dafka, they wouldn't let somebody else do it. They wanted to be the ones to light the candles.
This one shows didn't have...
This, of course, yes. V'shamati sheyesh makoymes shemoychim hadlaka. There are some communities that actually had the minig to sell the schus of the hadlaka. U'bavadei shezeh chibuv mitzvah minag yafet. It's a beautiful thing to do, to be able to give the opportunity 70, to someone else.
770 or whatever, the Chabadskers raffle off who gets to pay the fine for, what's it called? For being the red...
You're talking about here in Yerushalayim. We're not in 770. You're saying in Ramat Shlomo. Oh, v'yadu ma'amarim sheshemash izach hasholam melucha hoya aschus keno shemadik deres bevois hafil bevois hechesed harabim. It's a very beautiful thing. It says the Yerushalmi tells us that Shaul was zoicha to the melucha to become a king from the fact aschus keno, from the fact that his grandparents, from his family's parents, grandparents. you would light the neros in the alleyways of certain parts of the of Eretz Yisrael to allow people to be able to see. Something as small, again, who thinks about it? Everybody can give the big thing, but who's worrying about the toilet paper in the shul? Small thing. Who's worrying about the small aspects, coffee. The things that are part of day to day? The coffee, by the way, no, that's coffee. You can get a million bunch of young chevra, bunch of young cash advance guys to give the new coffee machine, the new the soda machine, the new whatever. That Baruch Hashem. I'm not saying it's small. I'm not saying it's a small thing. I'm not saying it's a small thing. I'm not saying it's a small thing. I'm saying it's a beautiful thing. Adarabba, yes, and of course even the day to day. But who's thinking about the spoons? That's what I want to talk about. Who's thinking about? Who's thinking about the Shabbos tissues?
Can I use Meisser for
it? And by the way, not the small. Of course, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, and not only, by the way, and not only. And not only the tissues we're talking about, like the tiny little tissues that are like this small.
Also, how many tissues are you using?
Not only that. That's the thing. We're talking about donating.
No,
but the idea is we're talking about donating. But not the idea of the small little toilet paper. This the tiny cheap ones that come like 30 in a bag. We're talking about the nice ones, the nice colorful ones. What?
Kleenex.
No, Kleenex could stuff the toilets. No, but we're talking about. You know, the best one I've seen is actually it's a Palestinian company that actually sells it. It's called Aladdin. The certain shul in Yerushalayim. Listen, if they have good tissues, I'm buying. Okay, I'm not. Listen, call me. Listen, I know. I know we're in war. It's a touchy situation. But let's be honest. Let's be honest. If they have good tissues, I'm getting the tissues. Yeah. Oh, until you have it, you don't know. Okay. Let's maintain our b'nei Torah kait. Okay.
I think everybody.
Umatoiv. V'chein Dvora, also by Dvora herself. Zachsel nevuah. Dvora was zachsel nevuah. She was able to have ruach hakodesh al yedei shehayis mechavenes lasos psilos avos lebeis hamikdash. She would literally make the different wicks that were used for the menorah. She would spend that time to kind of wick. The small things is what makes the great people. Someone who has the ability to be able to expend this money. This is a real luxury to have your light on all night. Wow. Of course, obviously in an area such a situation. The worst Yitzhahara, he's talking about like the 1700s, the 1800s, the worst Yitzhahara is to get up and to light that Nair. Because of out of your hands, you're going to get dirty, it probably smells like kerosene, you have to put the psilos out, right? We're all, Baruch Hashem, dealing with that schos now. About it's a mitzvah. But here, like just to get yourself up, in order to like, let's say, to get up and learn a little bit, you know, it's not so posh. Baruch Hashem, we have so blessed that it's literally just a flick of a light. Can you imagine that?
You know why, Rebbe? You know why? Because that helped people learn. It's the schus of helping people learn. Also by coffee. You're helping people stay up and learn. It's the Icarus Tyra. The Icarus Tyra. You're supporting it. You're supporting it by the little thing.
They say, the happiest hand in the world.
I can't hear you so well.
Today's
is what?
Heavier than anything in the world.
Is what? What was it?
It's their
covers. Ah, okay, that's him. Okay. A blanket. Okay, shh. Hine, we're finishing the kuna now. This is a tremendous, this is considered to be an expense for a mitzvah. Vashem yishalom lebeiloi, yehi shalom becheiloi. Hashem will literally pay you back for that stuff. Baruch Hashem. It's a very funny thing. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Chagiga, the Gemara tells us something very fascinating, that avada, the hoitzas of Shabbos,
Comes back,
right? You can luvu alai, right? Luvu alai banai. So it's very. But however, though, people forget the same mission that says the haitzah for the mitzvah of Shabbos. The same mission that tells us it's also the haitzah of Talmud Torah of paying for your children's chinuch. But everybody somehow, when it comes to going to get sushi and the dips and everything from the store, that luvu alai banai, right? Hashem's gonna take care of it. Hashem's gonna pay back. When it comes to paying full tuition, something else. All right. Anyway, Hatzlacha, Imir Hashem Yisbarach. Let's get rocking today. Okay.